now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Wait, I was waiting for the singing. All right, never mind. There you go. Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. You can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we need your participation. It's very, very important, especially since there's only two of us here tonight. We hope there are more than two of you out there in the audience. And we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So feel free to call in with a question and an answer, hopefully. And that number is area code 415-841-4134. That's area code 415-841-4134. Or you can call our toll-free number. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. Hopefully we don't get too crowded toward the end of the show. But call in early, and we'll get you on as quickly as we can. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MindsOverMatter at yahoo.com, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Email while you can, while Yahoo is still a company. And if you would like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And since Debbie is here and made brownies for us and everything, she's the best. And that podcast will be up soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. Okay. All that being said, we will start with the round of introductions, and Jerry has thoughtfully provided on a slip of paper for me. Jerry Nachman would like to see a $3 bill with Donald Trump's name on it. It's only a matter of time, I guess.
Yep. In true Hollywood fashion, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, looks forward to the sure-to-be upcoming film biography of Harriet Tubman, starring Nicole Kidman.
All right. So that is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Well, a few questions in honor of Willie Shakespeare's 400th, I guess it's a death anniversary. Is that what you call it?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll ask about four, and you can answer at the end.
All right.
What U.S. president once dressed in drag to play Desdemona in Othello?
Oh.
What, here's the second one. What celebrated actor once left the stage halfway through Hamlet, reportedly because he had seen his own father's ghost? And here's the third. What female Shakespearean character has the most lines?
Oh, female Shakespeare. Well, let me try the actor who left the stage. Was that Edwin Booth?
No.
Ah, okay.
More contemporary.
More contemporary.
Way more contemporary.
Really?
Still alive.
Really?
That's still pretty alive. Contemporary.
That's pretty contemporary, yeah. What role was it he was playing? It was
Hamlet.
Hamlet, of course. Still alive.
I vaguely remember a news story about it. It's maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Was this on Broadway?
I don't know where it was. I doubt it because I don't think anyone.
Well, they had a bunch of Hamlets.
It may have been because he's a star. So, you know.
Like somebody like Jude Law?
No.
Okay. All right. Why don't you give all the questions?
Okay. What president once dressed in drag to portray Desdemona in Othello? What celebrated actor still alive once left the stage halfway through Hamlet, reportedly because he had seen his own father's ghost? And what female Shakespearean character has the most lines?
Female Shakespearean character. How about Rosalind?
Yes.
As You Like It.
That's right.
Okay.
That's very good.
Oh, I didn't get out the bell, but I'll ding.
Yeah. Bang.
All right. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eats. I'm calling earlier. It'll be very short as well. It came out ranking safety of different countries by some website called NUMBEO, N-U-M-B-E-O. What was the safest country in the world? That's what, you know, as far as...
What is the what country in the world?
Safest
country in the world.
Right. According to that.
Canada.
No, actually, Canada came quite behind.
Denmark.
Yeah. No, it's in Asia.
Asia.
Asian country.
Shanghai.
No.
Singapore.
Singapore actually was number two, but there's number one.
Japan.
Japan was number three, number one. I will give you the answer because I like to ask another question.
All right, go ahead.
Which is surprising. South Korea.
Okay.
According to that. Yeah, but you know what is the sad thing is? How far did the U.S. rank? Remember, South Korea was number one, Singapore number two,
right.
Japan number three, Hong Kong number four, Taiwan number five.
How about
even Georgia, number six. Georgia, you know, what used to be Russian satellites, was number six.
How about we're number 50? How about that?
How about higher?
All right, 40.
Higher? No, I said higher.
Oh, high. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, oh, okay, I see. 70.
76.
All right.
What is the most dangerous country in the world?
No.
Oh, it's
Somalia, maybe.
No, it's gonna, I think it's a South American country or a Central America.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah,
Nicaragua.
It's El Salvador.
No?
Or
El Salvador number two.
Well, Syria?
You're not very far. No, actually, it is really amazing. It's Honduras.
Honduras, okay. Honduras, I know it's it would be because of the gang problems that they have.
Because
there.
Of the game.
Right.
Yeah, very quick question about elements. Which element named after the moon? It doesn't sound like moon, but it is like after...
Luna something.
Lunar, huh?
Luna something?
No. You see, there is a Greek goddess. Her name is Selena. So what do you think the element would be?
Selenium.
Selenium, right.
That's it. Okay, very quick, just...
That's four now.
That's four questions,
Ian. No question. Very quick suggestion to my friend caller. Towards the end of the show, would everybody be brief as possible? Because I really want to listen to other people making calls. Sometimes people call with multiple choice questions that are 10 of them about movies.
Okay.
Please,
not like you, though.
The second half hour, okay?
Physician, heal thyself, Ian. All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye. And, all right, let me do a couple questions here. All right. The first French kiss in a film was a very famous 1960s American film. So the first French kiss in a U.S. film was in a very famous 1960s film. What was the name of the film and who was it between? Two well-known actors.
Was it a drama or a comedy?
Drama. The first French kiss in a U.S. film was in what famous 1960s movie and between two what well-known actors?
Male and female?
Yes, male and female.
Well.
In the 60s, yeah. You
today,
could probably,
not
male
so,
and
yeah,
female,
right,
yeah, yeah, you could say that.
Okay. Very well-known film.
Yes, very well-known film.
Was it an Oscar nominee?
Yes.
1960s. I don't know.
Okay.
Was it a particularly sexy movie, or was it just kind of a throwaway moment? Scene?
Well, yeah, it was a fairly sexy movie.
Black and white?
No.
Okay.
And that's the last question I'm going to answer.
Wow. Okay.
All right, think it over. Okay. Think it over.
Okay.
All right, second question. What are these two names have been in the news lately? Who are they? Who are they better known as? Araminta Ross and Isabella Bomfrey. These two names have been in the news lately, although these people are better known by other names.
I know who they are because that's a question that I had.
Oh, well, then don't answer.
No.
Araminta Ross and Isabella Bomfrey. Why have they been in the news, and who are they? Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, Billy from Bernal.
Hi.
I also saw the New York Times on Friday.
Ah.
So.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, but it's the president in drag was U.S. Grant.
Correct.
Oh, excellent.
And it was really funny because General Longstreet, who was a big Confederate commander, was going to do it first, but he was too tall.
I wonder what the occasion was.
It must have been at West Point.
It's the varsity show. It was
probably
They didn't say West Point, but it must have been.
Yeah.
It was like 1846, 1843,
right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the actor who saw his dad was Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's right.
He saw Cecil Day-Lewis.
Good job.
Okay.
There you go.
Then can I ask you one? And I don't know if Jerry, can you recuse yourself? Because you saw the article too.
Yeah, okay.
All right, go ahead.
Which of these three shows on TV did not feature a performance of Hamlet? Friends, Gilligan's Island, Star Trek.
I can easily see Hamlet and Star Trek someplace. I could pretty easily see it. What were the Friends and Gilligan's Island? I can even see it in Gilligan's Island because they brought in so many ridiculous things every week. So I'll say Friends.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, what do these three names have in common?
Yes.
Roberto Clemente, Rachel Carson, Andy Warhol.
Roberto Clemente, Rachel Carson, Andy Warhol?
What they have in common? Wow, I can't think of three more diverse people.
Well, yeah, they have one thing.
Is it a biographical thing, or is it a career thing, or a...
No.
Is it a death thing, by any chance? No. What do they have? Frame it for us a little bit.
Oh, they're all from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Really good.
Thank you.
Good.
I think so, too.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
No.
I was going to say, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? But then you said it was in color, and I think that was black.
It is in color, yeah. That wasn't black and white. Right.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you, Billy. All right, bye-bye. And
did you say early for that movie? Was it early or late 60s?
More early than late. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. There are just two of us on the panel tonight, so we have more time for your questions. So feel free to call in at area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Nancy from Berkeley, and you got my Rosalind answer.
Oh, well, that was just a guess on my part, but if you knew it for sure, then I'll give you a bell.
Oh, yeah, I knew it for sure because I went to Book Passage, and Barry Craft, who's a noted Shakespearean actor, et cetera, talked about Shakespeare for an hour, and that was one of the things he said.
He's a very good actor.
But,
I remember him. Yeah.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Anyways, I sort of thought of a question so it wouldn't be useless. What famous author was born and died on the same day as Shakespeare?
Cervantes.
Cervantes, right.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Good ad lib, though. Good ad lib question. She said she thought of it while she was on the line.
Oh, all right. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Hamilton will remain, Alexander Hamilton, as we all know now, will remain on the $10 bill, largely thanks to the hit musical, probably.
I think so, yeah.
But the back of the bill will be redesigned to show the 1913 Women's Suffrage March that ended at the Treasury Building. Only one other bill depicts a group scene on the back. What is it?
Oh, there's a group scene of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
On what bill?
Is that the $1 bill?
Nope.
What bill is that? Anyway, that's the one. I have to think about which bill it would be.
You're close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's the $2 bill.
$2 bill.
All right. All right. There you go. All right. Something else?
Yeah. Who was the first black woman to star in an otherwise all white Broadway musical?
Oh. Does this have anything to do with what you asked me about this week?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. I won't say anything then.
Don't. That's good of you. Yeah. It does have to do with
it. All right. That's what I figured. Might ask the question once more.
Who is the first black woman, black performer, to star in an otherwise all-white Broadway musical?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hello. This is John from Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
I also read the New York Times and was calling
all
up.
All of our readers read the New York Times.
But yeah. I'll ask some questions. Shakespeare's birthday is and death are usually observed on the same day, the 23rd of April. What saint day is the 23rd of April?
Oh.
And it is appropriate for Shakespeare, for a particularly very famous
what?
Oh.
What saint day?
Saint's day.
Does that have anything to do with Henry V?
Yes, it does.
Ides of March.
No, it's not the Ides of
March. Ides of April.
No, though. Henry V is it's at the Battle of Agincourt.
Yes.
And it's
St. Quithin's Day.
Swithin's Day.
St. Swithin's Day. Swithin's Day.
In September, isn't it? But
St. No. Oh, boy.
He gives a little for,
He gives
you know,
a speech. Yeah, he gives a speech to his...
For who? For, isn't it for Harry, for England, for...
Yeah, famous speech, yeah.
Yes.
For what?
I can see...
It's also a bit of a national holiday in Catalonia.
St.
Oh, no, it's not St. George. It's
Yes, it is.
Is it St. George?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And now, keeping with the holiday theme, Friday night was the first Seder. And, you know, there's a great deal of discussion of what is kosher for Passover. So two rather striking changes in sort of the rules about kosher for Passover came out in the last, you know, few days or weeks. Can you name either of those?
I will defer to Jerry on this.
Well, you don't want to do that because I read that article also. or that question, I guess it was, yeah.
Is ham allowed now?
No.
But I can't I think it had something to do with the wine, right?
No. Well, that one I don't know about. It's possible there's something to do with wine. But
yeah, I don't remember the answer, but I did see it.
Okay, well, it's one involves something that... was also observed last week.
Oh, Queen Elizabeth's birthday.
No. Well, no.
Is that part of the Jewish holiday now?
It's an unofficial holiday, let's put it that way. It was very vigorously observed in San Francisco.
What is it, 420 or whatever?
Yes, exactly.
The marijuana...
Evidently, Marijuana Day. One rabbi has proclaimed that medicinal use of marijuana is kosher for Passover.
Interesting. Who knew?
Now, there's another change which came up, and this concerns the two sort of, I guess you'd say, ethnic branches of Judaism. The more Mediterranean Sephardic Jews and the, you know, the European Ashkenazic Jews have different rules and
don't know. I should,
no,
but I
it doesn't
don't.
Come up. Should we leave it out there?
Yeah, go ahead. Leave it out.
Okay, we'll leave it out there. So you want me to talk to the
board up?
All right, we'll put you on hold.
Yeah, put on hold. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that's being done. Ask a question here. This is a survey, a large survey done by the Bloomberg News. And what they did is they asked Americans, what are the seven most regretted types of purchases that they've made in their lives? What are the seven most regretted types of purchases people have made in their lives? So these are all fairly generic answers. I mean, I'm not looking for a brand name or anything. So, there is one kind of brand name on there. But what are the seven most regretted types of purchases people make in the U.S., according to them? I'll give you a couple guesses, Jerry.
I don't know if I can come up with one. I got to mull this one over. I don't know. Let the audience take it.
All right. So according to a survey done by Bloomberg News, this is last year, I think, what are the seven most regretted types of purchases, in other words, of items that people make in the U.S., according to the poll they did. And I'm not looking for brand names particularly. I'm looking for types of things. Though there is one kind of brand name on there. But so leave that out.
How about a Betamax?
No, but I mean, you're kind of on the... Yeah, no, but it's something you would buy today.
Oh, something
yeah,
today.
Yeah, something you would relatively that's
oh,
you know
okay.
current. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be a mistake to buy a Betamax machine, Jerry.
Yeah.
and the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Arun from Los Gatos.
Hi.
Hi. So I got a guess for Hamlet, the person who saw his father's ghost. Is that Patrick Stewart by any chance?
No, it isn't. Somebody got it. Did you get it, Dana?
No, no. One of the callers got it.
Yeah. A caller got it. It was Daniel Day Lewis.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. The item that people would regret to buy, I recall reading somewhere that people regret buying boats.
No.
That's a good one, though.
That is a good one, but no.
Okay.
Not boats.
Here are a couple of questions. On Black Monday, September 29th, 2008, all except one stock on the S&P 500 fell. In other words, 499 stocks fell in value while one rose. Which was the stock that rose? And you can work it out based on the 1929 occurrence as well.
One stock.
I have heard this.
What was the day you gave again?
September 29th, 2008.
Okay.
So that was the sort of fear of the Great Recession, if you will.
Right. So is it a type of the stock represents a type of company that people would turn to in a recession?
That's correct.
So like
a type of product that company sells.
A product, but it's one specific product.
Correct.
Suicide prevention kit.
No. It's nothing like that. It's
think of the pictures of the 1930s, then you will work it out.
Is it a food-related thing?
Apples.
That's correct.
Apples.
Yes. Apples? No. Nope. I want to say something like 7-Eleven, but it had to be it's something that people would turn to that they can get cheaply in a time of recession or depression.
Is this a store, a chain store of any kind?
No, a product.
A product.
But it's a
that
food.
You would find in a store.
Okay.
You're on the right track.
Kraft mac and cheese or something like that. Something that you could buy cheaply. But it's a food product.
Ramen.
Yeah, that's good.
Ramen.
That's good too.
No.
No, we're just guessing.
I said apples. You said no? No.
The person most associated with this product was one of the persons featured in a question just a few minutes ago, but unrelated to...
Really?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
person born in Philadelphia, I think.
Oh, Philadelphia. Who were the... Or Pittsburgh. So Warhol, Clemente, and who was the third?
Soup. Campbell Soup.
That's right.
Oh, makes sense. It makes sense. Good job.
Okay.
And here's the second question.
Yes.
In the 1950s, a music composer in Britain composed a song for the musical adaptation of V.S. Naipaul's House for Mr. Biswas. And this musical obviously went nowhere because they couldn't find, you know, Indian actors of Caribbean origin in England at that time. However, he saved that piece of music that he had composed. And when a producer asked him to compose music for a thriller that he was making, he actually reused the music without the lyrics and stripped down of its essential elements. And this music has become legendary. So I'll play you a small clip of the original House for Mr. Biswas music. You have to identify the composer, identify the producer, and the movie that made it famous.
Okay.
Here's the original.
I was born with this unlucky sneeze, and what it was, I came into the world the wrong way round.
All right.
Got it?
Yeah, it's from James Bond. It's the James Bond theme.
That's right.
So it's, I guess they used it in Dr. No first. I'm not sure what movie they first used the James Bond theme in.
They did use it in Dr. No. Who was the
Who was this? Who
was what?
Who was the composer for the James Bond?
John Barry.
Oh, that's John Barry.
Arranged the music.
Could be.
John Barry arranged the music, but did not compose it.
Oh.
Okay. Here's the composer playing the same tune on the piano.
Yeah. Ravi Shankar?
No. I know. I mean, I know who you like. It's a pretty mainstream composer, isn't it? Not like Jerry Goldsmith or something like that.
Elmer Bernstein.
No, not Elmer Bernstein. But no, I don't know. It's no.
Monty Norman.
Monty Norman.
Don't know him.
Yes, he was the original composer for this, and John Barry actually rearranged the music completely and made it the legendary piece of music that
it is today. All right.
Yeah.
Good question. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. And I think it's my turn. Yeah. No, it's your turn, Jerry.
Okay. What was the last animated feature Walt Disney himself produced?
The Jungle Book.
Oh, that's a piece of cake for you. I should have recused
Well,
you.
That's been in the reviews of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Another one. Okay. How many? I don't know if we have this one. How many Scrabble words can you come up with? Three-letter Scrabble words. Can you come up with that start with Z? There are 15. So we'll just guess until we get to 15.
Three-letter Scrabble words that start with Z.
Well, three-letter words, yeah, that are approved by Scrabble, yeah.
They can't be names, though.
No. There are 15, yeah.
Is Zao one of them?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's Zowie.
Zowie is, I'm sure, yeah.
Right. I was going to use the name Zoe, but that wouldn't work either. Okay. All right. Give the question once more, if you would.
How many Scrabble words can you come up with that start with the letter, Z? What are the, there are three-letter words. How many three-letter Scrabble words can you come up with that start with Z?
All right.
There are 15.
And
this is according to the Scrabble dictionary.
Oh, all right. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Mark in Walton, Oregon.
Hi, Mark.
I have a guess for the French kiss in a movie.
Yes.
What is it, Bonnie and Clyde?
No, but you're kind of on the right track. Not Bonnie and Clyde, though.
Oh, well, that's what I got. Zoo would be a travel word, wouldn't it?
Zoo, yeah, for sure.
Oh, of course. Yeah, good.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Mark. And the number.
So, is it a crime movie? Is it a,
No, but well, I can't tell you anymore. But
sure, you can.
You'll figure it out. Since we're about halfway through, so let's just repeat anything that hasn't been answered yet. Jerry, you go ahead.
Well, I just asked how many Scrabble words, three-letter Scrabble words, can you come up with? Let's start with the letter Z. There are 15 according to the Scrabble dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody guessed zoo. And the other one I have out there is who is the first black woman to star in an otherwise all-white Broadway musical?
Okay. And according to a survey done by Bloomberg News, what are the 7 most regretted types of purchases by people in the U.S.? According to a survey done by Bloomberg News, what are the 7 most regretted types of purchases made by people in the United States? The first French kiss in a U.S. film was in this famous 1960s movie. It's earlier than later in the 60s, but again, the first French kiss in an American film was in this famous 1960s movie.
Was it kind of a scandalous event?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Anything? Oh, wait a minute. Well, there's one other thing here. Araminta Ross and Isabella Bomfrey have been in the news in the last week or so. Araminta Ross and Isabella Bomfrey have been in the news. They are better known by other names. Who are they? Okay. And let me give you a question while I'm here. Okay.
Okay, before you start, can I guess one of the most regretted purchases?
You may.
Skin cream on TV.
No, but you're on the right track with one
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, knives. The knives.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you because it's as seen on TV items. That's,
oh, okay.
That's one.
Great, okay.
So that's you're basically right.
Okay.
Okay. As seen on TV, yes.
Although I'm very happy with my George Foreman grill.
Are you?
Very.
Oh. That's a bachelor's item if ever there was one.
There, yeah. It's about the only thing I've ever bought off TV, and I'm very pleased.
Oh, good.
I can tell George.
I'll pass that along to him if I see him. And, okay, so I'm going to give you six actors, and they all starred in films about authors, and the author's name was in the title of the film, okay? So these six actors all starred in films about authors, and the author's name was either in or made up the whole of the title of the film, okay?
Oh,
so
boy.
Here we go.
Okay.
Number one, Frederick Forrest. Number two, Frederick March. Number three, Jeremy Irons. Number four, Vanessa Redgrave. Number five, Paul Muni. Number six, Judy Dench. So again, these six actors all played writers whose names, the writers' names, are in the titles of the film. So number one, Frederick Forrest. Number two, Frederick March. Number three, Jeremy Irons. Number four, Vanessa Redgrave. Number five, Paul Muni. Number six, Judy Dench. I'll give you one guess, Jerry.
They're all on the tip of my tongue, but none will come out. Frederick March,
And remember, the writer's name is in the title. Think it over.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Let's see, for authors, Judy Dench and Iris?
Yes, very good. Iris Murdoch.
Very good.
And Frederick Forrest, do you play Fitzgerald in something?
No, not Fitzgerald.
That's a total guess. All right. For the Z, the Scrabble Z words, how about Zed?
Yes.
Good job.
And Zap?
What was it?
Zap.
Yes.
And how about Zig?
Zig? Not here, but not I really. Use it on, I play TV Scrabble. and they allow it there, but not board Scrabble.
How about Zag then?
Zag is there, but not Zig.
All right.
Danny stole it from me.
Oh, well, I couldn't have gotten it without you.
Yeah. You get half.
How about Z, like Toppin Z Bridge?
Oh, yeah. Well, Z is how you spell the letter Z. That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Good. You got a bell.
Yay. And then most regretted purchase, how about a gravesite?
that's an interesting guess. I kind of like that. But no, not a gravesite.
And the French Kiss movie, The Apartment?
No, not The Apartment.
Hmm. One more, Bonnie and Clyde.
Not Bonnie and Clyde, but as I said before, somebody else guessed Bonnie and Clyde. As I said before, there's a relationship between Bonnie and Clyde in this film.
Warren Beatty movie?
I'm just saying there's a relationship between the films.
Oh.
All right, mm-hmm. And then I guess I have one question, which I actually heard on your fine radio station late last night. So Henry Darger, the so-called outsider artist.
Okay.
You're familiar with him?
Very vaguely.
Yeah, his landlord, who discovered all of his art after he died, was Nathan Lerner. Darger was a janitor and had created this whole incredible... Look him up online. He's got some incredible stuff.
All right.
Very detailed world. But his landlord, Nathan Lerner in Chicago, was a known for inventing a piece of Americana.
What's his name again? Nathan Lerner. Inventing a piece of Americana. Can you frame
consumer
it?
Consumer Americana, let's put it that way.
Consumer. So it's a utilitarian item?
Yes.
Something you'd use in the kitchen, perhaps?
You do, yes. And it's available in many, many grocery stores all over this great land.
But it's utilitarian. So it's not an edible thing. It's a utilitarian thing.
It's a container. Let's put it that way.
Tupperware?
No.
Container.
Ziploc bag?
Oh, that's good.
Nope.
What material is this container made out of?
It is made out of plastic.
But it's not Tupperware. It's like a Ziploc. Sterlite. I'm just trying to think of plastic containers. You better fill in the gap for us.
Yeah, it contains honey. If that.
Oh, is it that bear? That
yes,
plastic
exactly.
Bear?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to call and join the fun, hopefully you would qualify it as fun. That number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. One of our listeners sent an email saying they enjoyed the show last week, but four people were too many. So
yeah, that's your fault.
It is my fault. Yeah, however, we only have two people this week, so you can't complain about that.
It evens out. Yeah,
unless they're going to come home and complain that two people is too few.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but all right, let's go to a call.
Three is a magic number.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi, Herb.
Okay, Jerry, I've got Zed and Zen.
Hold on a minute. Let me get my list here. Okay, go ahead. What do you have?
Zed and Zen, but I'm not sure if Zen is capitalized.
Zen is capitalized.
Is that okay. Capitalized?
Even though it's used in a very generic way now.
So it wouldn't be in Scrabble. Okay, a few minutes ago, one of your callers said she attended a performance by Barry Craft of poetry related to Shakespeare, and I think she said it was a book passage. I attended exactly the same event with Barry Craft last night Bloomsbury Book in Ashland. It was wonderful.
That guy gets around.
Okay, Shakespeare died on April 23rd, 1616. What very famous writer died on the previous day, April 22nd? Although some people say he died on the 23rd.
Well, we had that question a few minutes ago, Cervantes.
Oh, so you had it. Okay.
That's okay.
I'm going to give you four famous lines from Shakespeare. Can you tell me who is the character who actually speaks the line?
I wish Laurie Fisher was here. He's the best at that.
Yeah,
but go ahead. We'll try.
Okay. The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers.
Oh.
Let me go through all four so I don't take too long. And then, okay, number two, something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Okay, number three, misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. And number four, the course of true love never did run smooth. Any ideas?
Something rotten in the state of Denmark. That's
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Yeah.
It's not. Yes, but it's not Hamlet.
By no, it's not Hamlet.
He didn't say it. No.
Is it
Rosencrantz
or Guildenstern?
Rosencrantz or Guildenstern?
No. No, that's one of the two soldier types that you meet at the beginning of the play who are guarding Castle from all dangers, including a certain ghost.
Right.
I'll give it to you. It's Marcellus.
Okay.
Okay.
First kill
so
all
it's
the
that,
lawyers.
So it's that scene up on the ramparts then, right?
It's with Horatio. I don't know about on the ramparts, but yeah, it's in that vicinity.
First kill the lawyers. That's who is that? Gee.
Is that a historical play?
That's one of my favorite trivia questions because it's a not very obscure character. You probably never guess it unless you know the play. It's Henry VI, Part 2, and the character is Dick the Butcher.
Oh, you're right. Okay. We would not have gotten
we
that.
We wouldn't have got that, no.
Okay, he's part of the Jack Cade Rebellion. Okay, misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows.
That sounds a little like Falstaff, but that's just a guess.
It's The Tempest, and it's one of those characters who are perpetually drunk.
Oh.
That's Falstaff.
No, that's not. But no, that's not The Tempest.
Yeah, I know.
Perpetually drunk. Perpetually
drunk. This is the guy who crawls under Caliban's cloak to shelter himself from the rain.
No, it's not Ariel.
Okay,
then.
The answer is Trinculo.
Oh, no.
The other drunk being Stefano. Okay, the course of true love never did run smooth.
That's from a comedy, though, isn't it?
Yes. It's one of the four lovers in Midsummer Night's Dream.
All right.
Right near the beginning of the play.
Okay.
And the name is Lysander.
All right. So the two men are one's Hero and one's Lysander. Is that
Lysander and can't remember the other guy's name. Demetrius.
Oh, all right.
And the two women are Hermia and Helena.
All right. I'm sorry we didn't do better with that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, I think it's my turn. All right, only two U.S. presidents were actually born in Texas, although there have been a couple of different presidents from Texas. Who were the ones that were actually born there?
Eisenhower was, I think.
Oh, you got the hard one.
Yeah,
yeah, very
yeah,
good.
He was raised in Abilene,
Kansas. Right, yeah, right, right.
Texas, yeah.
All right.
Then well, that's the hard one, huh?
That's the hard one.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you the other one. That's LBJ. So it's LBJ.
Oh yeah, well that
Eisenhower.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Perfect sense. Yeah.
All right. That was too easy. Okay. Now there's a possibility this year that if Trump gets the nomination and Hillary gets the nomination, then they're both going to be from New York, basically. Trump is from New York, and Hillary represented New York in the Senate.
Yeah.
When was the last time that the two opposing major presidential candidates were from the same state?
Well, it must have been FDR and somebody, right? Yes? No?
Maybe.
Must be yes.
All right.
I don't know presidential races that well.
Okay.
But I'll say that's my contribution. And
all right.
Caller can get the other one.
All right. So when was the last time, if Hillary and Trump get the nominations this year, when was the last time before that the two major presidential nominees were from the same state?
Did Dewey ever run against FDR?
Okay. Yes, FDR and Dewey. Okay. I'm going to give you a bell for that. All right. Name me one of the other times that ever happened.
Oh, there are two
times.
It
happened three other times beyond that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, much earlier, I'm sure.
All right.
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
I'm amazed I got that one.
So name me one of the three other times that the two major party presidential nominees were both from the same state.
Oh, from the, not New York, though.
No, not necessarily
from
New
the
York.
Same state.
Just from the same state.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay, I have a question, but it's too complicated. It's too late in the hour. We'll talk about it another week.
Okay.
Regrettable purchases. Oh, you said one was a brand name, so
one was. It's kind of a brand name, yeah.
Is it Yugo?
No, it's. I don't want to mislead you.
No, don't say it. So okay, there's a boat.
All right.
And engagement ring.
No engagement.
Timeshare.
Yes, timeshare is number one.
Oh, that's very good.
Very good.
Okay, and I don't know from, you guys are so dwelling on Hollywood movies with every question. Would Shampoo, wasn't that hair guy in Shampoo and he was in Bonnie and Clyde? Could that be the kissing movie?
I thought of that myself, but I didn't say
it's not Shampoo or Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, I haven't seen either of them. How about Lena Horne for the actor on
No,
Broadway?
Very good guess.
That is a good guess.
Not her, no.
Cicely Tyson.
No, not Cicely.
Josephine Baker.
No.
Earlier
than that.
And someone calling in with a question about the darn honeybee jar. I mean, can I call in next week and ask who invented the Mrs. Butterworth jar?
Okay. Well, that's as legitimate as a question as you get, so that's fine with us.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call back with my question. It's lengthy and
call next week.
That's fine. Yeah, just call earlier next week.
Later.
All right. Take it easy. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Casper in San Rafael.
Hi, Casper.
Hi. First French kiss.
Yes.
The Thomas Crown Affair.
No, that is 60s. A little earlier than that.
Okay, because you said Faye Dunaway, and I thought that was the...
No, I didn't say Faye Dunaway. Somebody mentioned Bonnie and Clyde, and I said there's a connection between Bonnie and Clyde and that.
And this film. And I thought the connection was Faye Dunaway and the Thomas Crown Affair.
No.
Yeah, anyway, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And if you'd like to join us here, the number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Also, our toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
What about Splendor in the Grass for the French Kiss?
That is correct.
Oh
my
very
God.
Very good.
Splendor
so
in the Grass.
You led me to it with your clue about the connection.
I know.
Baby, yeah.
I know.
What about the...
Natalie Wood and Warren Beatty, just to clarify for folks.
How about Pearl Bailey for the first white musical?
No, that's,
hey,
a,
that's
very
a good guess.
Very good guess, but no.
Because she was in Hello, Dolly, but I guess that was an all-black cast. Or did they do an all-black cast for Hello, Dolly?
Yeah, that was an all-black cast.
Right.
Oh, this is an all-white show otherwise.
Right, okay.
What about the Scrabble words? Z? Z?
Wait a minute. Z, yeah.
And Zoa? Z-O-A?
Zoa, yeah. What is that? I don't know what that
is. It is, you know, the smaller part of a protozoa. It's,
oh, okay, very good, okay.
The zoa that makes
okay,
it
okay, we
up.
Have about six more.
No, I couldn't do more than I gave.
Okay,
good, good job on that.
Okay, so now I'm ready for the authors.
All right.
Didn't Frederick Forrest play Dashiell Hammett?
He did, in Hammett. Very good.
Is this my memory or what? Frederick March ever play Mark Twain?
He did in The Adventures of Mark Twain. Very
I was
going
to guess that, yeah.
Does Isadora Duncan count for Vanessa Redgrave?
No.
Okay, and Paul Muni has to be Emile Zola.
Right, Life of Emile Zola. Very good.
Okay, well, I'm happy with all my bells.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. I was going to say March, and I don't know why. Twain, I mean.
So we still have Jeremy Irons, Vanessa Redgrave left on that list. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. For the regrettable purchases, how about a house?
No.
How about a car?
Yes, but more specific.
Used car.
Yes. Used car.
Used car, yeah.
Oh, used car. Okay,
there you
okay.
go. I'll give you a bell for that.
I don't think this would be considered a purchase, but I think a tattoo would go up there.
Well, I guess that is a kind of a purchase, but no.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway, for the three-letter words that would begin with Z, how about zip?
Zip, Jerry?
Yes.
Good.
And how about, even though it's kind of colloquial, it's probably a word, zit?
Zit, yes.
Oh, good.
Okay, and then the actor with the author and the name of the title of the movie. I don't remember. I don't know the woman's last name, but Vanessa Redgrave and Julia.
No, not Julia.
Okay, that's it.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye bye. Do you have a short question, Jerry? Anything you can throw?
Well,
in?
Okay. Who was Mary Arden? A R D E N. Famous figure, not an actress.
Mary Arden.
Arden.
Is this related to Shakespeare in some way?
I'm not saying. As you would say.
Was that... Wait a minute. That wasn't his mistress, was it? Was that his mistress? No.
No.
But it was related to Shakespeare.
I'm not saying.
Oh, I think it was.
I'm still not saying.
All right. Ask the question once more if you
want. Who was Mary Arden? A-R-D-E-N.
All right. No relation to Elizabeth either, I guess.
Maybe later.
Oh, all right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Deborah in Oakland.
Hi, Deborah.
Most of my Z words have been taken. The only one I have left is Zot, Z-O-T.
That's not Zot on the list, but that should be on there.
What does Zot mean?
I'm not sure.
I've heard it. I've heard it, but it's not. It's not on this list. But
I'm not doubting you. I'm just wondering.
And the most regretted thing in our house is exercise equipment.
Oh, you're so right.
Very good.
Very good. Excellent. That's number two.
That's all. Thank you.
All right. Yes. Time so far we have the most regretted purchases by people in the U.S. Timeshares, exercise equipment, and as seen on TV items and used cars. Those are the top four.
Top four, okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise in San Francisco.
Hi, Denise.
I got gazumped on all my Z words.
Oh, sorry. We'll give you a bell anyway.
There's five left.
I wondered if Czar, Z-A-R, was...
No, that's C-Z-A-R, I think you're thinking.
Yeah,
of.
I know. I wondered if it was...
No.
Spelling.
Can't sneak that in.
Okay. That's all I've got. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, though.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I called in to guess something about the regrettable purchase, but it kind of already got answered. I was going to say gym membership.
Yeah, well, that would probably get lumped in with exercise equipment, so that's I'll give you a bell for that, too.
Well, you know, and then the other thing is that in our Scrabble dictionary, Zig is in there.
It depends what edition you have,
Right.
So we'll give you that,
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter, we have a few minutes left in the show. It's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Okay, for the movies about authors.
Yes.
Paul Muni played Zola.
Right.
In Zola, that's the only one I can think of, on most regretted purchases. It occurred to me that someone, possibly automobiles, but more specifically, if someone had purchased a Volkswagen.
Well, one of the items that somebody got was used cars, and that qualifies, so I'll give you a bell.
Okay, thank you. That's more than I deserve.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Good night. And
he's a modest man.
Yes. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Let's see. Did somebody get Zed?
Somebody did get Zed, yes.
How about Zit?
Zit? Somebody
got that too, yeah.
Did the Scrabble dictionary say triple Z to denote sleep snoring?
What was that?
What was it about triple Z?
Did you know snoring? Z.
No, you have to repeat that. We didn't understand.
ZZZ.
No,
like sleeping. No.
Oh,
no,
I see.
No,
what
that's
you mean.
Clever, okay. But no, that's not it. No.
Well, Leslie Uggam starting something called The Boyfriend. Is that it, Jerry?
Was she in The Boyfriend? Oh, she black. She might. She was not in the original, but no, that's not it. But that's a good guess. She was the star of Subway's Are for Sleeping.
Right. Yeah.
That was much later than this show, though.
Did Vanessa Redgrave play Lillian Hellman?
No, Vanessa Redgrave did not play Lillian Hellman. Jane Fonda played Lillian Hellman.
And Julia, yeah.
Right.
Redgrave, who did she play? Give us a hand toward the end of the show.
Oh, it's one of the very well-known author, best-selling author.
Jacqueline Suzanne.
No.
And Jeremy Irons, that's another one.
Yeah, I saw the Jeremy Irons movie is pretty good. I saw that. Is that it, caller? Anything else?
No, I had a bad week.
All right, well, thank you, though. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
So I think a caller asked earlier about changes in what's kosher for Passover.
Yes.
And two of the things that are now kosher for Passover for Ashkenazis are rice and corn. So I don't know if he left the answers out, but those are two of them.
Okay, thank you.
And as far as regrettable purchases?
Yes.
How about boats?
No, not boats.
Somebody guessed that.
Probably not terribly common. How about recreational vehicles?
No, I guess that would come to used cars or cars in general.
All right. Well, that's all we got.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Thank you. I'm phoning about the Scrabble words.
Okay.
I haven't heard all of your answers, but did you have Zoa?
Somebody did guess Zoa, yes.
And did you have Zin?
Z-I-N?
Yes.
That's not on my list. Zin, it's short for Zinfandel.
It is, and it's...
It should be on the list, but so you get a bell for that, yeah.
All right.
And did you have Zek?
Z-E-K. What is that? That's on
you
the
know,
list, yeah.
It's something to do with a... it's a Russian, whether it's a peasant or a...
Okay.
I forget what, but I play Scrabble, so I've used
You got
the
it. That's
Zek.
One. I got four left.
I mean, a very obvious one, but you probably got it. I didn't hear. You had Zoo?
Yes, yes, first one, yeah.
Okay, Zoo you've had, and Zip, I assume you've had.
Yes, we have that.
Yeah, so Zoa you don't have on your list?
No.
I'm amazed. That's certainly
Which
one.
Which one?
Zoa, Z-O-A.
Yes, it is on the list.
Oh, it is.
I said yes, I thought, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, it's on the list, for sure.
Yeah, okay, so somebody that's all okay. I cannot come up with the last few.
Okay, well, you did very well.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. All right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Okay, the other Scrabble words, I'll name them all. Zag, zap, zaz, which is Z-A is...
Zag, oh, that's interesting.
Z-A is short for pizza slang,
right.
So plural would be zaz. Uh-huh. Zax, Z-A-X, and Z-E-P... I don't know what that is
Zep.
Either. And Z-U-Z. I don't know what that
Z-U-Z.
Is either.
Z-U-Z. No.
Mary Arden was Shakespeare's mother.
All right. I knew it had some Shakespeare.
Yeah, connection. Yeah. And the first black woman to star in an otherwise all-white Broadway
Ethel
musical.
Ethel Waters in Thousands Cheer.
Ethel Waters in Thousands Cheer singing.
What did she sing? Oh, Supper Time?
Supper Time.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, that's it.
All right, let's see. The major presidential candidates that came from the same state, Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas, both came from Illinois, 1860. Teddy Roosevelt and Alton Parker both came from New York in 1904. Warren Harding and I can't think of Cox's first name. Warren Harding and Cox both came from Ohio, 1920.
Actually, Lincoln was from Kentucky. He wasn't born.
Well, I know, but he lived in Illinois. And,
okay,
and
all right.
He was a congressman from Illinois. So
yeah, okay, okay.
According to a survey done by Bloomberg News, the most regretted purchases, timeshares, exercise equipment as seen on TV items, used cars, expensive clothes and shoes, eBay items, and fad items.
Okay.
The authors, the actors who portrayed authors and the author's name was in the title. The only ones we have left, Vanessa Redgrave was Agatha, about Agatha Christie.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And Jeremy Irons played Kafka in the film about Kafka, which was a pretty good movie.
Was it?
Uh-huh. And surprisingly, nobody got Araminta Ross and Isabella Bomfrey. Araminta Ross is the real name of Harriet Tubman. And Isabella Bomfrey is the real name of Sojourner Truth. And, of course, they will both appear on Currencies in some form or another in the upcoming years. So if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handing the board and phones. And, of course, our very sincere thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.